she was told to do it wasn't Granny.
Yeah, she didn't want you to forget, though, or her aunt to forget. Tell me what you did when she was here, and she said it's my birthday.
Well, she said, Granny, don't you know what it is today, Granny? I said, yeah, you little buck, you're 9 years old. And she said, well, you ain't never spanked me yet. And I went and turned her down across my lap and gave her 9 little spats in the legs, and I hit her. Ooh, Granny, that hurts.
That's good. You know, if you're feeling tired, you might say, well, I think I'll go over to the couch and what?
Lay down.
Okay.
But I don't do it.
Well, you ought to. If you get tired now.
Let me show you how I do it.
Oh, all right. That chair is really something.
I wish that the girlfriend had seen it a while ago, but
yeah.
I didn't want to show it out before him because I have to put my foot up this way.
Next time he's here, you tell him to get in the chair.
Huh?
Next time he's here, you have to tell him to get in the chair and try it out.
I will.
If somebody was really sick and couldn't sit up, you might say he just did what in bed all day?
Floyd don't, but his father did.
Yeah? What did he do?
He got number 2 and wee-wee 2 all the time because they couldn't get him out of bed no way.
That's terrible.
And that's the shape he's getting now, my son-in-law, the one I was telling you about.
Yeah.
That.
He's in bed?
He ain't in the bed. I used to have one of these little cheap recliners, and my head just went right along there on it. I'm so short. And so I give it to my daughter because she was shorter than I was. That's after the kiddo bought this for me.
Yeah.
And so they got her one this year for Christmas. Her 2 children, that girl here yesterday, and the boy I was telling you about a while ago, Jimmy, one that had that awful car wreck. I think I done told you about
you
that.
Did.
And anyway, they gave her, and she said, Mama said, oh, I know you've enjoyed the one we give you for the last year. So you just don't know. Said, Paul can't get me to do nothing, Nellie. I don't want to lay around there and sleep. And she has ulcer of the stomach like I do. And she bloats up a whole lot worse than I do. But anyhow.
You must run the family.
It does, because my husband was operating on, and they thought it was just an ulcer with him.
Yeah.
But after the doctor got in there, he found out he had a gall, cancer right on his gallbladder, and he said if they'd have took it off, he'd have died right on the operating table. And they just put a tube in his side. And the doctor told my son, he said, well, Doc, when do you think we can take him home? He said, well, it surprised me if you get to take him home in a week. Said, but don't tell your mother what he got. But his mother wasn't as big a fool as Dr. took me to be. And so we just kept going to the hospital to see him. And one day I was sitting there. And Geneva come in there. So many of us, he was so bad, we all just practically stayed packed in the waiting room one at a time to go in where he's at that old little house. And they wouldn't allow his own sister to go in. We just had to open the door for her to see in and look in at him. Because he had an outfit down his nose and in his mouth and pumping that old pouring stuff out of his stomach. And anyway, Geneva was sitting there and Roy was in with her daddy. I said, Geneva, don't lie to me. I said, your daddy's got cancer. She said, Mom, how do you know? I said, Geneva, I ain't no fool. I said, your daddy's got cancer.